Fletcher Building has posted a solid profit, but continues to be dogged by a weak Australian housing market and underperformance in some of its businesses. The net profit for the June year was $164 million, compared with last year's loss of $190 million, which was hit by project losses and write-downs. Revenue from continuing operations is up slightly to $8.3 billion, which excludes the now-sold roof tile, formica and other operations. Fletcher's Chief Executive Ross Taylor says it's been a positive year, considering the changes that have occurred.
You know, we really wanted to stabilise the business and get it focused, and we achieved it through the year. You know, through the year, we kept the New Zealand businesses on track. We stabilised construction, returned it to profits, and stayed within the B&I provisions. We did the intervention we needed in Australia to set it up for a turnaround, and we exited for Formica and the roof tile group at good prices. You know, and beyond that, when you look at the overall macros, we've landed the leaner organisation, strengthened our governance, returned to profits, paid a dividend, reduced debt, and we confirmed a capital return of $300 million via share buyback. So I think we really achieved a lot and really set ourselves up well for FY20.
Fletcher Building's Chief Executive Ross Taylor says it's too early to forecast earnings for the year ahead as it looks to turn around the Australian business.